Sparkin' fans, welcome back. Got another great show of D-Block here. Of course, I got the guys here with me. You know, got a good show in.
D-Block.
What's up, fella?
D-Block, man.
Fans, we got something that's real unusual on our team. You know, you may not be aware of it, but we actually got two brothers. Listen to that, D-Block. We got two brothers on the same team. Two brothers.
Man.
So we're going to bring them in and bless them and let them tell us about this little relationship they got. The Roger Brothers. Let's go. Mr. Roger's Neighborhood. Let's go. Welcome to D-Block. Pop
back.
Quiz.
Welcome back to D-Block.
Hey, Lil Ron. What's up, baby? Welcome to D-Block, baby.
What up, Nagy?
Hey, first time on the block.
There you go, man. We got six for y'all boys.
You
man.
Can have a little brother.
There you go.
Roger Boys, what's going on, fellas?
What's up with it?
Hey, man, you're second time offender.
Yeah, right here. You know what's going on.
Done this before, guys.
Got a passport. We let him
on. There you go. We got a little bro here with you.
Little big bro.
So talk to us about that. Let's get right into the show. Talk to us about that, man. You know, two brothers being on the same team. Me personally, I don't think y'all really... You know how big that is, man. I got a brother that played in the NFL as well, and that would have been a dream for me to be able to play with my brother. So let's just talk about that. You know, when you guys found out that you both gonna be on the same team.
It's a unique situation, you know. We was fortunate to be on the same team in college and now the NFL, but it's always good to have somebody on the team like you know, in and out, that you've been growing up with your whole life. You know, he got your back no matter what.
Okay. So who? Okay. Before I let the guys get at you, who's the biggest? I want to know. I see both of y'all a little stocky. Hold on, let's stand up before you.
Who's tallest?
Who's the tallest first?
I'm tall.
All right, I'm the tallest. A little big brother.
I'm bigger though. You see that? Yeah.
Okay, you little rip, more rip.
Yeah.
Okay, then little bro.
All right. You talking about nothing?
D-Block, what y'all got for the brothers, man?
You knowing that y'all was, you know, competitor growing up, man. Who was the fastest out of you two?
Last time we raced.
Hold on,
that's how you know.
Let them know. They on D-Block. We keep it real. We keep it real.
So you know. Last time we raced, I beat him. It was about ninth grade probably, but last time we raced official, I won. But on paper, he's faster.
Oh, of course, I'm faster.
Right.
That ain't even a question.
Man, you guys are making the NFL. Checks looking a little different. Y'all might need to put something on it and going out there in the parking lot. And let's see what's really popping.
Set it up.
Yeah, so,
little bro, let's let little bro talk a little bit, man.
Little big bro.
My bad. How has it been, man? You know, coming to the NFL. You're pretty lucky. You got your brother on the same team. So how's that been, man?
Oh, it's cool, man. Just being able to play with my brother and stuff. But, you know, at the same time, we had different positions. So he'll probably tell you that I ain't really talked to him too much when I first got here. But now that everything's slowed up a little bit, I can talk a little more.
There we go.
So.
Okay. What y'all got for the brothers, man? This is a special situation.
You know, a lot of people don't know, you know. First, I heard about the brothers. You know, I'm from the Houston area, so I know about them a little bit. So I heard about them. They both went up to Oregon State, both were balling, and James had a setback. So let's talk about how your brother, you know, helped you with your transition into coming into the league this year, you know, off of that.
He was just the main thing. He was telling me that everything you do, you got to do your job because you know it's a business. So, I mean, that's the main thing he was telling me before I came.
You think that's helped you so far, you know, with everything that's been going on?
I mean, college, you can get away with a lot of stuff, but here you can't. They expect you to come in here and know your stuff, whatever they teach you. So you got to pick up on things faster.
Okay. I want to know which one of y'all the toughest.
Uh-oh.
Who the toughest?
Uh-oh.
I know y'all boys tough.
I know who's supposed to be the toughest. Yeah. Big bro supposed to be the toughest, but I don't know.
Yeah, big bro look out for the little bro.
Come on, man. He know what's up.
He going to get you in. When things get tough, he going to call you.
He going to call little bro. I'm quiet, but he knows
what's up. I like that. There we go. Let's talk about the parents, man. I know your parents, they got to be proud, man. You got, you know, to have two sons in the NFL doing well. They, you know, mom and dad got to be proud, right?
Mom is proud, you know. My daddy. Now he was in jail for about 10 years. Now he out, so
okay.
You know, he's glad to see us doing good, you know.
There we go.
So it's a better situation with him, you know, help him, now that he out.
There we go.
And, you know, mom and everybody else is proud of us.
Pops did the bid, huh? Welcome home, Pops.
Hey, baby. Welcome home. Bring you on the block with your boys.
Welcome home, you, bro. Bring you on the block with your boys.
With your boys.
There you go, there you go.
Talk a little chain, man. I mean, like, see you outside. You know, we do our little thing on Fridays. See the dancing and all that, moving around. You know,
talk about those moves today.
Talk about that a little bit, man.
He the dancer. I'm not the dancer.
I'm a dancer, but you know, I don't want to do too much now. I'm a little shy. I'm gonna admit that, but at the same time, I'm a dancer. I can tell you, I'm a dancer.
Now that's when I got a flashback. You know, last year we brought Quiz on.
Yeah.
We asked him to bless us with his dance moves.
Got some.
He gave us some dance moves, but they were subpar.
You know, subpar.
We expected a little more.
So
you feel it. You feel it. Right
now, he's calling Big Brother.
The Lord bless you with it.
If you feel it, if it moves you.
If it moves you.
Bless the fans with a little something, you know what I mean?
This D-Block, man.
We full of surprises here on D-Block.
Work on it then. Work on it then.
Music or something.
We need some music.
Got me all ready. Give me some good music. I'll get y'all later.
You in the right place.
Club 53 right here. You know Club 53 right here.
We'll give him a little something in a little bit.
Y'all hoop? Who's a better basketball player?
Me. I'm going to say me. He an outside shooter, man. I take it to the rack. Mid-range, huh?
You do it all, huh, Slash?
You do it all, man.
You shoot from the outside?
He's a three-point shooter. I'm a street hooper. I can't play organized basketball.
You can't be real.
Too strong, man. Too strong.
Oh, the ball pop.
There you go.
Squeezing it.
Let's talk about away from football, though, away from the building. You know, what can we find that the Roger brothers doing?
Most of all, I just chill at home, you know, relax, you know, take this rest up away from football, you know.
Tell the truth, Shane. Why you a shoe head? I see you putting all them pictures up on Instagram
and them video game.
Video game?
I play Madden, truth. You know. I'm a shoe head, you know, I got a lot of shoes. I try to, you know, cut down, cut back, but, you know, mostly Jordans. That's what I wear.
Okay.
I got a little brother. He was always wearing my shoes. That was tickling, man. So, you know, growing up, was he wearing your shoes? And is he wearing yours now? Like, what's going on?
It's crazy because we close to wearing the same size. I wear like 11 and a half. He wear like 11 and a half. So, but we don't wear each other's shoes. But even growing up, we always got the same pair of shoes, even though we wore the same size.
But back then, when we did switch shoes, he used to always complain, but my feet was wide and I was stretching out his shoes.
That's what attracts you.
Yeah.
That's what attracts you. That's why you move. Like
but
that.
Not only that, he always get mad telling me, "Oh, you got new shoes over there. You want to wear mine?" So
yeah. Okay. So what's one thing when y'all was growing up? You know, I got a couple brothers too, so I know it was, you know, a couple things in the house. We was gonna fight about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know if it was who's sleeping on the top bunk bed or who's riding in shotgun in the car.
Oh man, I know this class was right.
Let's get some insight on that.
We have to be on the same team in any sport. Because if we wasn't, the loser was going to fight no matter what.
I like that.
Good thing y'all on the same team now, too.
So when mom and dad comes to town, yeah, I know you guys go out to dinner. Who's front of the bill now? I know you both of y'all getting this big check.
Big Russell.
Big check.
This big check now. Who's friend to Bill now, huh?
I do, you know, I'm fortunate.
A little bit, bro. That's how Big Bro's supposed to do. Good job, Big Bro.
Little Big Bro.
Okay.
That's the music for
him. Oh, yeah. I think we might find some.
You want some music?
Yeah, you want some music.
What you want? Let's talk about those fights.
Yo, man, who better fight? Who's the win?
You know what I'm saying? He just strong. He want to wrestle.
I'm more of a boxer.
So hand okay. up.
You got them hands.
Yeah, he like to throw hands.
See, you quick.
But
he's quick.
But I'm going to slam him and get on top of him.
He want to slam. Yeah. He want to slam, man. I'm more of a I'm finesse, man. You know?
Y'all hear that?
Hey.
Y'all hear that?
Rook, you don't want to do this. Check, trap. Get up, Rook. You don't want to do this. You don't want to deal with this out here. Yeah. Hey. Get the people that want it.
do what they want now.
South Dallas swag, we got see it.
Then I flex.
Flex on it.
Then I flex.
He's swole too.
Then I. Then I.
Yeah. Check him out. Oh, he definitely danced better than his brother. Got a little wiggle in him. Oh, can't wait for his first touchdown. I like the way you stepped up to the plate.
Good job. Good job. You got to grow out that shyness.
But hey, welcome to D Block. You know you good over here, Pop.
Thank you for having me on.
Pop Quinn, baby. Bro, good to see you.
Welcome to D Block, man. Anytime you need anything, come by. You're a rookie still, so break something with you.
Oh,